USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. It would be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. The final holiday shopping push is in full swing. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says Saturday was a particularly busy day.
Best sectors were clearly discount department stores and off-price retailers. So discount department stores led by Walmart and Target, off-price led by Burlington, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross stores.
Experts say what's come to be known as Super Saturday is expected to bring in billions more than Black Friday. This is USA Radio
News.
Maybe
not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There was a Chicago house party that was being held in honor of someone who was killed in April. 13 people have been wounded, 4 of them critically. Chief of Patrol Fred Waller.
Inside, there was a dispute where shots were fired inside, several shots. People started to spill out, and as they spilled out, more shots were fired. We saw an individual on the pod firing. At that time, more shots were fired at another location, so we have about 3 scenes.
A 69-vehicle pileup on an interstate in Virginia has injured more than 50 people. Virginia State Police Sergeant Michelle Anaya says the pileup began on a stretch of Interstate 64 in York County. She was asked for the exact cause.
Very hard at this time because it's the initial investigation. There's so many vehicles to find out the causative factor of the actual accident itself. But there was a thick fog during that morning at that time, and there was icy road condition.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An old holiday tradition is starting a comeback. USA's John Hunt explains.
Catalogs. You know, those glossy paper and ink offerings of outdoor apparel, kitchenware, and fruit baskets are not quite headed for the recycling bin of history. A 1-2 punch of postal rate increases and the Great Recession had sharply cut their numbers. Common wisdom had everything retail-related moving online. But the industry rebound appears in the works, fueled by what might be an unlikely group. Younger shoppers who sometimes find it easier and more satisfying, even nostalgic, flipping the pages rather than clicking links. Industry experts say all of those catalogs crammed into mailboxes this holiday season are a sign that mailings have stabilized and may even be growing after a decline of over 40% since the Great Recession. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg has the latest numbers on how much it's costing you to fill up your car.
With this drop, regular grade is now $261 nationally, mid-grade is $292, and premium is $316. Diesel fuel now averages $305, and it is down 1 penny over the past 2 weeks.
San Diego has the highest cost per gallon at $362. The lowest average price is in Houston at $214 a gallon. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.